Well, hey, hi there. Thanks for joining me, the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 378, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks, track one being the Old Testament and track two, the New. Each day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. How you doing today? I seem to be fighting some sort of creeping crud in my chest. It's not a cold and it's not quite a cough, just a nagging something that every once in a while makes me cough just a little. It's been there a few days and my energy level isn't quite where it normally is, but oh well, we continue on. Tomorrow I'm supposed to report for jury duty, and I have no idea how that might affect the production of the show. I hope it won't affect it at all, but you never know. If over the next few days you don't get a new episode in your feed, that will most likely be the reason. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Today we continue in the New Testament book of Revelation, and we'll read chapters 2 and 3 from the New International Reader's Version. Let's begin. Revelation chapter 2. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Ephesus. Here are the words of the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand. He also walks among the seven golden lampstands. He says, I know what you're doing. You work long and hard. I know you can't put up with those who are evil. You have tested those who claim to be apostles, but are not. You have found out that they are liars. You have been faithful and have put up with a lot of trouble because of me. You have not given up. But here is something I hold against you. You don't have as much love as you had at first. Remember how far you have fallen. Turn away from your sins. Do the things you did at first. If you don't, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you do have this in your favor. You hate the way the Nicolaitans act. I hate it too. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. I will allow those who overcome to eat from the tree of life in God's paradise. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Smyrna. Here are the words of the one who is the first and the last. He is the one who died and came to life again. He says, I know that you suffer and are poor, but you are rich. Some people say they are Jews, but are not. I know that their words are evil. Their worship is satanic. Don't be afraid of what you're going to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you. You will be treated badly for 10 days. Be faithful, even if it means you must die. Then I will give you a crown. The crown is life itself. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Those who overcome will not be hurt at all by the second death. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Pergamum. Here are the words of the one with the sharp sword that has two edges. He says, I know that you live where Satan has his throne, but you remain true to me. You did not give up your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness. He was put to death in your city where Satan lives. But I have a few things against you. You have people there who follow the teaching of Balaam. He taught Balak to lead the people of Israel into sin. So they ate food that had been offered to statues of gods, and they committed sexual sins. You also have people who follow the teaching of the Nicolaitans. So turn away from your sins. If you don't, I will come to you soon. I will fight against those people with the sword that comes out of my mouth. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. I will give hidden manna to those who overcome. I will also give each of them a white stone with a new name written on it. Only the one who receives that name will know what it is. Here is what I command to you to write to the church in Thyatira. Here are the words of the Son of God. He is the one whose eyes are like blazing fire. His feet are like polished bronze. He says, I know what you're doing. I know your love and your faith. I know how well you have served. I know you don't give up easily. In fact, you are doing more now than you did at first. But here is what I have against you. You put up with that woman Jezebel. She calls herself a prophet. With her teaching, she has led my servants into sexual sin. She has tricked them into eating food offered to statues of gods. I've given her time to turn away from her sinful ways, but she doesn't want to. She sinned on a bed, so I will make her suffer on a bed. And those who commit adultery with her will suffer greatly. Their only way out is to turn away from what she taught them to do. I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am the one who searches hearts and minds. I will pay each one of you back for what you have done. I won't bother the rest of you in Thyatira. You don't follow the teaching of Jezebel. You haven't learned what some people call Satan's deep secrets. Just hold on to what you have until I come. I'll give authority over the nations to all who overcome and who carry out my plans to the end. It is written, He will rule them with an iron rod. He will break them to pieces like clay pots. I have received this authority from my Father. I will also give the morning star to all who overcome. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Revelation chapter 3. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Sardis. Here are the words of the one who holds the seven spirits of God. He has the seven stars in his hand. He says, I know what you're doing. People think you're alive, but you are dead. Wake up, strengthen what is left, or it will die. You have not done all that my God wants you to do. So remember what you've been taught and heard. Obey it. Turn away from your sins. If you don't wake up, I will come like a thief. You won't know when I will come to you. But you have a few people in Sardis who have kept their clothes clean. They will walk with me, dressed in white, because they are worthy. Those who overcome will also be dressed in white. I will never erase their names from the book of life. I will speak of them by name to my Father and his angels. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Philadelphia. Here are the words of the one who is holy and true. He holds the key of David. No one can shut what he opens, and no one can open what he shuts. He says, I know what you are doing. Look, I have put an open door in front of you. No one can shut it. I know that you don't have much strength, but you have obeyed my word. You have not said no to me. Some people claim they are Jews, but are not. They are liars. Their worship is from Satan. I will make them come and fall down at your feet. I will make them say in public that I love you. You have kept my command to put up with anything that happens. So I will keep you from the time of suffering that is going to come to the whole world. I will test those who live on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have. Then no one will take away your crown. I'll see to it that those who overcome will be pillars in the temple of my God. They will never leave it again. I will write the name of my God on them. I will write the name of the city of my God on them. This is the new Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God. I will also write my new name on them. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Here is what I command to you to write to the church in Laodicea. Here are the words of the one who is the Amen. What he gives witness to is faithful and true. He rules over what God has created. He says, I know what you are doing. I know you aren't cold or hot. I wish you were either one or the other. But you are lukewarm. You aren't hot or cold, so I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich, I've become wealthy, and don't need anything. But you don't realize how pitiful and miserable you've become. You are poor, blind, and naked. So here's my advice. Buy from me gold made pure by fire. Then you will become rich. Buy from me white clothes to wear. Then you'll be able to cover your shameful nakedness. And buy from me healing lotion to put on your eyes. Then you'll be able to see. I correct and train those I love. So be sincere and turn away from your sins. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If any of you hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with you, and you will eat with me. I'll give those who overcome the right to sit with me on my throne. In the same way, I overcame. Then I sat down with my Father on his throne. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. May God bless the reading of his word. While the Lord told John to write to the seven churches, which were spoken of in the first chapter as the seven golden lampstands. Now, what does the lampstand do? It brings light into darkness, and the church is meant to bring light into a dark world. And as we read here in Revelation, each of the seven churches is singled out by Jesus, and he has a message for each. Of the seven, only two receive commendations with no negative comments. Those two are the Philadelphian church and the church at Smyrna. In regards to Smyrna, Jesus says that he knows that that church is suffering, it is poor. But, he tells them, you are rich. How could they be rich if they're poor and suffering? Because they're faithful. This sort of puts the lie to those that say that God wants you to be materially rich, doesn't it? And it puts the lie to those that say God will bring prosperity in numbers to your church if you're pleasing him, doesn't it? The Philadelphian church is similar to the church at Smyrna in that Jesus says, I know that you don't have much strength. Then he says, but you have obeyed my word. You have not said no to me. Several years ago, I read a book by Henry Blackaby that changed my life. It's actually a Bible study called Experiencing God. And the thing that changed my life was this. Blackaby said that one of the things that we can do to please God is to decide in advance to say yes to whatever God asks of you. Don't wait until he asks. Trust that he is loving and faithful and able to manage your life infinitely better than you can. Then decide that whatever he asks you to do will be for his glory and will be the right thing to do. Decide in advance that yes will always be the answer to God. The Philadelphian church might not have had much strength, but they never said no to God. The remaining five churches all had serious problems, but each were given a those who overcome promise and a warning of those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. You see, until Jesus returns, it is never too late to turn back to him, but we must listen and hear. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 378.lifespringmedia.com. Or you can always tweet me at @_SteveWeb_. Be sure to subscribe to the Lifespring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app. Pocket Casts, Stitcher, iTunes, whatever works for you. This is a Monday through Friday show, and that's the best way to get every episode. Well, until tomorrow, unless jury duty gets in the way, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you so much for being here. Bye.